This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing Monday of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Maria Kolesnikova and Maxim Zinak, two members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Blinken wrote on Twitter, "We call for their immediate, unconditional release and for that of all other political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime." Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Zinak was sentenced to 10. Both stood trial behind closed doors. Only their families were allowed to be present at Monday's sentencing. Last September, Kolesnikova accused Belarusian forces of trying to kill her when she resisted expulsion from the country. Authorities tore up her passport, put a bag over her head, and drove her to the border with Ukraine. When she refused to leave Belarus, she was jailed. Around the same time, Zinak said unidentified masked men abducted him from his office. Thousands of people protested regularly for months following last year's election in which Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, all alleged the election was rigged. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they'd taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone and internet services would be restored soon. Meanwhile, the rebel leader, Ahmad Massoud, said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it would protect those seeking abortions in Texas after the state legislature passed a law that bans most abortions in the state. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the law after abortion rights supporters urged the court to hear the case. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement that Washington would protect those seeking to obtain or provide reproductive health services under a federal law known as the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. The law, commonly known by its acronym FACE Act, protects those seeking abortions against threats or interference. Texas is among a dozen mostly Republican-led states that have enacted so-called heartbeat abortion bans, which outlaw the procedure once the heartbeat of the fetus can be detected. That occurs around 6 weeks, sometimes before a woman realizes that she's pregnant. The Texas law is unusual in that it gives private citizens the power to enforce it by allowing them to sue abortion providers and anyone who, in the terms of the law, aids or abets an abortion after 6 weeks. Those winning such lawsuits would be entitled to at least $10,000. The law went into effect on the 1st of September. South Sudanese are reeling from fuel shortages and soaring food prices after 2 weeks in which Kenyan and Ugandan truck drivers have been on strike, stifling commerce along the border between Uganda and South Sudan. Hundreds of motorists waited at a gas station in Juba for hours on Monday, forming long queues to fill up their tanks with diesel or gasoline. The strike began when truckers halted their routes in response to the killings of two Kenyan truck drivers by assailants along the Juba Highway in August. The drivers say they want South Sudan's government to improve security along the highway before they resume transporting goods into that country. The World Health Organization Director General warned Monday that the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned no country can let down its guard. Complacency can be as dangerous as the virus itself. We must continue to be vigilant. He was speaking from Rome to a Southeast Asia regional WHO meeting in Nepal. The WHO chief said there had been several recommendations aimed at providing a better response to combat the pandemic. The most effective step, and what he said could make the biggest difference in the future, in his opinion, was to find an equitable solution for all countries. Tedros has recently been asking countries to prioritize vaccination distribution to countries where only 1 or 2% of the population has had their shots. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.